Simon & Schuster Australia presents Safe Space, my experience of racism in Australia and how I found hope through community. Written and narrated by Alyssa Huyn. Safe Space, my experience of racism in Australia and how I found hope through community. Alyssa Huyn. Please be advised that Safe Space contains stories and descriptions of racial aggression and racist slurs that some readers may find disheartening and disturbing. I encourage you to look after yourself as you read this book, as your heart may feel heavy at times. You may need to put it down and come back to it. I dedicate Safe Space to the Huns in my life. Lotus Flower. I close my eyes and I'm 24 again, back in that moody underground bar nestled in Flinders Lane, Melbourne, sitting with my boyfriend, his best friend, and the woman his friend is seeing. The night is flowing perfectly, along with the drinks, until his friend decides to put on an Asian accent. My heart sinks. I hope my boyfriend will refuse to laugh along or pull his friend aside. He knows how much I disapprove of people putting on Asian accents. But instead, he says, "Careful, keep doing that and soon enough you'll see another side of Alyssa." I should mention that both men are white Australians. I know this moment all too well. I have unwillingly been here many times before. You are sitting among people you know well, or perhaps those you've just met for the first time, and someone decides to mock an Asian accent. There's silence as everyone looks at you in anticipation of how you will react. I've played the role of the quiet and embarrassed Asian girl who shyly laughs along more than I should have in my lifetime. It becomes an almost out-of-body experience where you can feel the cheap punchline or stereotype coming, and you almost physically flinch when it arrives right on cue. I remember the countless times I've sat there with flushed cheeks, a tight chest, feeling my body tense up because what's to come is more than a joke about Asians. It's a group of people whose acceptance you so desperately desire, reminding you that you are not like them. Even though it made me uncomfortable, I knew I'd face more judgment and ostracization if I said something. I have only recently realized that's a price I'm willing to pay. I've struggled with my cultural identity and growing up Vietnamese in Australia. The relentless casual racism disguised as Aussie humour and racial microaggressions I've experienced time and time again led me to feeling shame around being Asian, stripping me of the pride that I should have fought harder to hold on to. While for some people it's just their sense of humour and a mere joke, it reminds me of my life's journey of never feeling Asian enough and never feeling Australian enough. When my ex-boyfriend's best friend put on that
sample complete. Ready to continue?